Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. Latitude Financial has confirmed their cyber breach was worse than first thought, affecting 14 million people. Hackers stole the driver's licences of 7.9 million and 53,000 passport numbers. Labor is more afraid of corporations than climate collapse. Adam Bandt's comments come after the Greens reached a deal to back the safeguard mechanism, including a limit on the amount of pollution big gas and coal facilities can emit. But the leader says there's more to do.
Because it is crystal clear that Labor wants to keep opening new coal and gas mines. The Greens have stopped about half of them, but Labor still wants to open the rest. And so now there is going to be a fight for every new project that the government wants to open.
Former SAS soldier Oliver Schultz is applying for bail in a Sydney court. He has been charged over the alleged murder of an Afghan man in 2012 as part of an investigation into Australian war crimes. Canberra is vowing to improve online dating safety. Tinder and Bumble are among the apps being ordered to hand over data on sexual violence. It follows a roundtable held in January. And despite the cost of living crunch, the parent company of Peter Alexander and Smiggle has posted a half-yearly profit, raking in just over $174 million. That is a 6.5% increase on last year.